Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're discussing The Mindful Athlete by George Mumford. This insightful book delves into how mindfulness can unlock what Mumford refers to as your hidden superpowers. By teaching readers how to connect with their inner divinity, Mumford promises a pathway to peak performance, whether in sports, at work, or in daily life. Author George Mumford is not only a sports psychology consultant for the Boston College men's basketball team, but also a meditation coach for the LA Lakers. His expertise has benefited numerous NBA teams and athletes across various sports, making him a sought-after public speaker on the topic. The Mindful Athlete is ideal for athletes looking to enhance their mental focus, as well as for anyone keen on exploring mindfulness and meditation to improve their professional performance or general well-being. Join us as we summarize the key ideas from this transformative book. The Mindful Athlete: Secrets to Pure Performance. Introduction. Harness the power of mindfulness for peak performance. Have you ever witnessed an athlete perform an almost superhuman feat, like a flawless 90-yard touchdown or sprinting 100 meters in less than 10 seconds? Such accomplishments aren't just about physical prowess. They're born from a deep connection between mind and muscle, a synergy that most of us aspire to achieve. But how do these athletes manage to scale such heights? The secret lies not just in rigorous physical training, but in mental discipline through mindfulness. This exploration into the practices of the mindful athlete reveals the mental strategies that elevate ordinary performance to extraordinary. Whether it's in the sports arena, your workplace, or personal challenges, mindfulness holds the key to unlocking your best self. Here, you'll learn why even global sports legends like Michael Jordan attribute their success to a mindset that embraces failure as much as victory. This narrative will guide you through understanding your monkey mind, the part of your thoughts that swings wildly from doubt to panic, and how to master it. You'll also gain insight into why moments of intense pressure can sometimes result in unexpected actions, such as Zinedine Zidane's infamous headbutt during the 2006 World Cup final. By digging into these stories and practices, you're not just learning about sports techniques. You're gearing up to transform your everyday life by training your mind to work harmoniously with your body for top-tier performance in all areas. Part 1. From Rock Bottom to the Discovery of Mental Resilience and Superpowers. Sometimes life's gravest challenges lead to profound personal enlightenment. For George Mumford, the journey from promising athlete to celebrated mindfulness coach began amidst significant adversity. Let's delve into his transformative story. In his middle school years, Mumford shined on the basketball court, exhibiting a talent that hinted at a promising professional future. However, fate had a twist in store. During a rigorous training session, he sustained a severe injury. Rather than taking adequate time to recover, Mumford pushed through the pain, continuing to play. This decision not only prolonged his physical agony, but ultimately derailed his dreams of an NBA career. With his aspirations dashed, Mumford pivoted to finance, pursuing a degree at the University of Massachusetts. From childhood, he had one method for coping with physical and emotional discomfort: alcohol. To numb the persistent ache of his injuries and the sting of lost dreams, he frequently turned to Seagram's 7 whiskey. His substance use escalated from alcohol to heroin, a choice spurred by his avoidance of substances he believed would stunt his physical development. The year 1984 marked a critical turning point: a severe staph infection, a situation Mumford describes as his "ass on fire" moment, jolted him into reality. This wake-up call led him to join Alcoholics Anonymous, where he encountered the concept of mindfulness, then referred to as stress management. Through AA and his subsequent engagement with yoga and meditation at the Cambridge Insight Meditation Center, Mumford learned a new way of living, one that involved listening to and respecting his body rather than numbing it. This shift not only helped him manage his pain, but also altered his life's trajectory. Embracing his profound transformation, Mumford eventually left his career as a financial analyst to dedicate himself to teaching mindfulness to others. This commitment to his new path allowed him to develop and refine the cornerstone of his teachings, the five superpowers of mindfulness. These include concentration, insight, right effort, and trust, elements that empower individuals far beyond the realm of athletic performance. In the chapters that follow, we'll explore each of these superpowers in detail, unraveling how they can be leveraged to enhance not just personal well-being, but professional and athletic performance as well. Part 2. Embrace mindfulness to unlock your highest performance potential. Picture yourself at the podium, delivering a crucial presentation, but instead of focusing on your message, your mind is overwhelmed by worries about the audience's perception. This scenario is common, but mindfulness stands as your potential rescuer by directing your focus inward, grounding you in the power of the present moment. Mindfulness, a concept deeply woven into the human capacity for inner calm and focus, shields us from external chaos and distractions. Jon Kabat-Zinn, a pioneer in mindfulness research, articulates it as paying intense attention to the here and now, as if everything depended on it. Indeed, achieving such a state is challenging with the incessant noise of daily distractions. Our thoughts often resemble a restless monkey, hopping endlessly from one branch to another, a behavior Buddhists aptly term monkey mind. Although it's difficult to tame, practicing mindfulness through methods like meditation can curb its erratic nature. High levels of mindfulness can usher you into the zone, a state of peak performance where athletes feel fully immersed in their activity, completely aligned with their environment. Psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi describes the zone as a perfect equilibrium, where your abilities fully meet the challenge ahead, creating an experience of profound engagement and calm amidst the proverbial storm. To cultivate such mindfulness, consider regular meditation practices, focusing on simple elements like your breath and maintaining bare awareness. During meditation, practice becoming a watcher, someone who observes their thoughts and sensations without getting swept away by them. For instance, should you feel a breeze and it evokes a pleasant memory, acknowledge the diversion and gently guide your focus back to your meditation. This discipline helps in mastering self-control over your mind, ensuring that your thoughts serve you, not the other way around. Transforming into a mindful individual doesn't just enhance athletic performance but permeates every aspect of life, offering a robust mechanism against the relentless tides of distraction and stress. Part 3. Master your focus by honing in on your breath. Imagine capturing LeBron James in a profoundly serene moment, eyes closed, seated courtside during the tense 2013 NBA playoffs, his focus entirely on his breathing. This is more than just a pregame ritual. It's a powerful practice of mindfulness that anyone can employ to enhance concentration and performance. Breathing, often taken for granted, is a gateway to achieving relaxation and focus. By concentrating on your breath, you engage in what is known as awareness of breath, or AOB. This practice roots you firmly in the present moment, acting as an anchor that brings your attention back from distractions. Our breathing is intricately linked with our autonomic nervous system, which controls essential functions such as heart rate. This system comprises two parts: the sympathetic system, which kicks in during stress, flooding our bodies with hormones that heighten alertness but make relaxation elusive, and the parasympathetic system, which helps calm and relax us. Focusing on your breath activates this latter system, encouraging a state of calm. By consciously regulating your breathing, you can not only relax but also tap into your potential for experiencing moments of flow, those times when you're fully immersed and engaged in an activity. Here's how you can practice AOB. Simply sit or lie down in a quiet place, close your eyes, and direct your full attention to the sensation of air moving in and out of your lungs. You might also try an internal body scan, visualizing your breath flowing through different parts of your body to enhance this connection. Our brains typically handle multiple streams of information simultaneously, but by narrowing your focus to something as fundamental as breathing, you reduce mental noise and prime yourself for entering the zone, a state of heightened focus and efficiency. This focused approach is why LeBron James zeroes in on his breathing. It's not just a method to relax, but a strategic technique to ensure he is at his best when he steps back into the game. Part 4: Gaining Insight. Uncover the true impact of your thoughts on your potential. Within the multitude of talented individuals around the world, only a select few achieve their utmost potential. The differentiator often isn't skill, but belief. The truth is, many people fail to recognize the profound influence their beliefs exert on their lives. Our beliefs are more than mere thoughts. They manifest into real-world habits that dictate our actions and reactions. To initiate genuine change in behavior, you must delve into these habits and uncover the thought processes that fuel them. This process can be likened to exploring under the hood of a car rather than simply inspecting its dashboard. Each person harbors a unique set of emotional blueprints, patterns forged from personal insecurities and other deep-seated feelings. Acknowledging these blueprints is crucial because unaddressed negative emotions can accumulate and eventually explode in detrimental behaviors. Consider the case of Zinedine Zidane, an extraordinarily gifted soccer player whose moment of anger resulted in a notorious headbutt during the 2006 World Cup. This lapse in composure demonstrated how even the most skilled individuals could falter under the weight of unmanaged emotions. Mindfulness practice offers a transformative approach. It encourages letting go of fixed self-perceptions and embracing a non-judgmental acceptance of all emotions, recognizing them as transient occurrences that do not define one's character. This is crucial in reframing how you view negative experiences such as anger or resentment, and even extends to perceptions of failure and mistakes. Basketball legend Michael Jordan famously embraced this perspective in a Nike commercial where he highlighted his numerous professional failures, emphasizing that these setbacks were essential for his success. By claiming, "I've failed over and over again in my life, that's why I succeeded," Jordan underscored the powerful role of self-awareness and resilience in achieving greatness. Gaining insight into your thought processes and emotional reactions allows you to navigate life's challenges more effectively and harness your full potential by transforming barriers into opportunities for growth. Part 5: The Art of Right Effort. Embrace the journey, not just the destination. Do you recall the tale of Sisyphus? In this classic Greek myth, Sisyphus, a cunning king, is eternally cursed by the gods to push a massive boulder up a hill, only for it to roll back down each time he nears the summit. His punishment embodies an endless pursuit of an unattainable goal, illustrating the torment of misplaced efforts. To escape a similarly futile cycle in our own lives, it's crucial to apply what's known as the right effort. This concept isn't just about persistence, but about embracing a process-oriented approach, where the journey itself becomes the focus, not merely the outcome. Consider the mindset of a spiritual warrior, like the iconic Bruce Lee. Martial artists of his caliber integrate their intuition with their actions, accessing what athletes refer to as the zone. They concentrate on each movement and moment rather than being fixated on the fight's conclusion. Carlos Castaneda, a renowned anthropologist, once highlighted that true spiritual warriors achieve victory not by constant confrontation, but by transcending obstacles creatively and effortlessly. This means aligning actions with positive, enriching thoughts such as love, kindness, compassion, and generosity. This alignment is the essence of the right effort. Moreover, part of optimizing your performance involves letting situations unfold naturally. While mindfulness encourages a deep understanding of oneself and living in the moment, there is also a time to let go and allow events to proceed without interference. This doesn't imply losing yourself completely, but rather maintaining a healthy detachment, allowing the situation to evolve of its own accord. A vivid example is seen in Shaun White, the celebrated snowboarder, who during the 2010 Olympics performed a trick he had never attempted before, clinching the gold medal. He described his experience as one of intense focus, paired with a detachment from the surrounding pressure, a perfect manifestation of right effort through trust in his training and letting go of control at the crucial moment. This balance is what can propel us not just to achieve, but to thrive. Part 6. Trust in yourself and the divine within to unlock extraordinary capabilities. When the term faith is mentioned, it often brings to mind organized religion, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. Yet, for the mindful athlete, faith transcends these traditional bounds, morphing into a profound belief in one's own capabilities and inner divinity. This kind of faith is intricately linked to the concept of God, a term laden with varied interpretations, but ultimately pointing to the trust in the sacred spark within oneself. Renowned author Anne Lamott argues that the label you assign to this divine aspect is immaterial. It could be force, Howard, or anything else. What truly matters is the acceptance of this inherent divinity that eludes rational understanding. George Mumford refers to this sacred inner essence as the Buddha nature, an innate quality present in everyone, awaiting activation. This realization underscores that true enlightenment and power emanate from within, not from external sources. This internal focus is highlighted in Sheldon Copp's thought-provoking title, If You Meet a Buddha on the Road, Kill Him. This metaphorically underscores the falsehood of external saviors, reinforcing that the true path to enlightenment is through self-discovery and self-reliance. Embracing mindfulness connects you to higher states of consciousness and builds a foundation strong enough to support spiritual growth. This spiritual base empowers open-mindedness and adaptability across all aspects of life, including athletics. The culmination of these experiences gives rise to the fifth superpower, trust. This superpower is not just about self-assurance, it's about maintaining openness to new experiences and ideas. Trusting deeply in oneself converts mindfulness from a practice into a conviction, fortifying you against any of life's challenges. By living with unwavering faith in your inner strength and divine nature, you harness the full spectrum of your capabilities. This trust ensures that no matter what hurdles you encounter, you are equipped and ready to overcome them, embodying the true essence of a mindful athlete. Final summary. The central theme of the mindful athlete is straightforward yet profound. Live in the moment. Our daily lives bombard us with endless distractions, pulling our attention in myriad directions. However, the secret to unleashing your full potential lies in narrowing your focus, centering on your physical sensations, your breath, and your inner self. By cultivating mindfulness, you not only enhance your performance in athletic pursuits, but also improve your overall quality of life. This practice enables you to connect with higher levels of consciousness, tapping into a source of clarity and tranquility that dramatically boosts your functionality and efficiency, regardless of the arena you find yourself in. Embracing the present is not just a technique, but a transformative experience that propels you to your best self. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.